Fedratinib is a very active drug. It clearly might be an option, whether in the frontline setting. I'm not sure we know enough yet as to other things that might help to guide this. One thing we don't have is a comparison of the molecular profiles between these drugs used in the frontline setting, but that might be another factor. We may end up identifying that patients might respond to one drug or the other based on their initial genetic profile. We don't have that data available yet, but that might be the other shoe to drop as to that might guide some of that upfront use. Certainly in the second line setting, without question, there's a whole range of patients out there that are on ruxolitinib that have some benefit, but not an optimal response. You know, as I've shared with developers of drugs in myelofibrosis, it's like an orchard with trees that have a lot of fruit. The next drug that comes out, there will be a shake, and there's just this whole range of the mature fruit of people that are kind of barely hanging on that I think will eagerly try the next drug, likely almost regardless of indication, will be tried in the second line setting.
So clearly, there seems like there are patients who definitely benefit from these other JAK inhibitors after failure of ruxolitinib. Is that your take, that you do see some benefit in certain situations?
I think without question. And I think with each of the three drugs, they have all been used in the second line setting and all with some benefit.